Howdy, y'all. Caleb Helscher here, host of Storytelling Tuesdays at Pacific Yard House. Every Tuesday, I bring an artist in to come and share original music and the stories behind them. From up-and-coming players to road dogs with a million notches on their belt, come on out. We have great food, fantastic drinks, cold beer, and hot tunes. Y'all show up, we'll see you there.
Texas Radio 1.
Kalib.
Hello, Kalib.
I'm Big Plush.
Big Plush.
All right, I'll stop.
Oh, yeah.
If y'all have to listen to the MIA podcast, it's a good one, guys. It's a good
Big
one.
Big Plush.
Turn him up.
Who? This guy?
Kalib.
Kalib is up. Touch
talk
the mic.
Again. Check one, two. Hey, yeah, pop, pop,
there you
pop.
Go.
Schools, ice, ice, icicles.
Sick icicles, sick icicles.
Test, check.
Test
me up a day.
You sound really...
That's anyway. What you always say, but I sound great, and you know it.
This is beard 2 weeks in a row.
Beard?
Jimmy.
Beard.
Oh, beer. Yeah. He drank the whole thing all by him lonesome.
I figured I saw the price of what I'm paying for this beer. I said, I'm drinking that
beer. I'm drinking that beer.
I think he's decided he's not drinking next week.
I think I'm going to be, I'm going to go on the wagon. As in.
Speaking of on the wagon, yeah. Right, Ben and Hancock, how you doing, brother?
Hey, are they closing, or is this place getting louder?
I tried to find the manager.
No, I'm almost 60 days into a just denying myself.
Yeah.
All the pleasures of, you know.
And you didn't have a problem. You didn't have a problem. You just did it for yourself.
Well, I wanted to remind myself what it was like to not.
I'm gonna
indulge,
be able to turn on the radio.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. I got
and
you.
So it's a challenge, but it wasn't really that big of a challenge, honestly.
Right.
I was. Yeah. In fact, I was very surprised after the first weekend, because I'm pretty much a weekend warrior. I don't really drinking during the week.
But yeah, rumor is that alcohol makes you gray. Just saying.
I guess I'm never drinking again.
We got the colonel over here.
I'm running a close second, unfortunately.
So I don't know if it's alcohol or fried chicken that made him that way.
You got me on both of them.
I think it's called All My Kids.
Oh, yeah, that's
what it's called.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
All right, man, it was good having you here tonight, man.
Oh, I mean, it was my pleasure to be here. This is an awesome spot. And
yeah.
And this is what we miss. I live kind of on the southwest side of town.
Right.
This is what we're missing. It's something that is more catering or more catered to original music.
Yeah.
And, you know, for God's sakes, listen to something you never heard of once in a while, you know.
Right.
So you say southwest side of town. Give us southwest side of town.
I live in Richmond.
You live in Richmond.
But I live in the furthest north you can get in Richmond, just about. So I'm almost spit and hit Katie, put it that way.
Okay, so you're a poor man from north of Richmond. Anyway, I had to pull that pun out of there.
I am definitely a poor man, either wherever I'm from.
I was only assuming. I apologize for that. I should never assume. I guess I should.
Right, yeah.
Well, they say something about that. I can't remember what it is.
We spent some time when we were much younger out in Fort Bend County.
Yeah, Fort Bend.
Yeah. Couple of years
in Fort Bend, Missouri. I did 2 or 3 days in Missouri County.
We're not talking about jail.
Oh,
we're not talking about the jails.
Sorry. I apologize.
Had some man. Had some good barbecue out there, out in Wharton.
Oh yeah,
barbecue
good barbecue
joint out there. Heinz,
yeah, Hensy.
Hensy's, yeah.
Is it? No, it's Heinz.
Heinz,
right.
Yeah.
There's another one out west. It's spelled almost exactly the same way.
Yeah.
So I'm totally butchering that.
But it's pronounced different.
Yeah, I think so.
Spelled the same, only pronounced different.
Gotcha.
So the new one out there is Whip Pit.
Okay.
And it's in Rosenberg. It's on Highway 36, and it is fantastic.
Is it?
Yeah. In fact, I went there and then went back and then went back. And then the guy, the owner's there, and I said, "Hey, you know, you salt and pepper guy or kitchen sink?" And he's like, "Salt and pepper." You know, and kind of give me a side eye a little bit, and go eat my food. Come back. I mean, I didn't come back the next day, but I came back the next week and said, "Okay, hey, salt and pepper. How long are you smoking that brisket?" He's like, "What do you want, the missile codes too?" And I said, "If you got them, I'll take them." Because I'll tell you, that brisket, and that's like the benchmark of every barbecue you're ever going to, I mean, in my opinion.
So you have this baseline, and you judge everything else from that.
Well, I mean, it's hard to, I mean, now granted, I've screwed up ribs before. It's truth. I mean, truth be told, everybody's had a,
I've done it.
I can't cook. I can screw anything up, but I can't cook. I just know what I like and what it tastes like. You know, if it tastes it and it's good, or if it tastes it and it's fantastic. So then you have that baseline. It's like, after that, it's like, you know, it's either good or it's bad.
Not could burn water.
I haven't. I haven't cried a whole lot. But I think I did cry. I ruined a brisket one time. I spent like $75 on this brisket, and I mean, I ruined that thing, man. Yeah. I ruined it so bad. It was horrible. It was unedible. You could not eat it. My dogs wouldn't eat it.
Hey, is that like the one that we ruined?
Dogs
would. When you and I lived right next to each other. I'm sorry, this is Mudbug talking. No, okay. I jumped in because I heard what y'all talking about. But you and I, Jimmy, we cooked a brisket long while back, but when we lived right next door to each other.
Yeah.
And we were cooking the brisket in the yard, and we screwed that thing up. But oh, I remember, God, it was pretty horrible.
It was worse. It was worse than that one.
That one was worse. Because that one you and I made that day was pretty bad. We hacked it up, but it was like, yeah, that was...
That was pretty bad.
I think we ended up having to throw chicken on there and eat chicken that night. after a whole day and a half of drinking and trying to cook his brisket, we just started eating chicken.
Yeah, you got to have your backup.
We had our backup.
Backup's usually is Domino's pizza.
We've done that before, too.
Yeah, mine's a drive-thru. I don't like pizza that much, so I'll just drive through somewhere.
My brisket catastrophe was a flare-up. I go outside and I'm like, oh my God, it's like 700 degrees.
Oh my gosh.
I get a water hose and I'm like trying to just put it out at that point. And you could hardly put the fire out. Then tried to get it started again, take it off and go. Long story short.
I bet it was real moist.
I'm cutting. Oh, it was so
moist. It was real moist.
It's real moist. You're cutting on it and it's like cutting leather. And it's like, you got to put your back into it a little bit. Yeah. I'm cutting it, and my wife's like, oh, how's it going over there? I'm like, it's not good. It's not good. She goes, well, you can always, it's fine. It'll be fine. I'm like, no, you don't understand. This is my brisket. I'm the one that runs around judging everybody for their brisket. Yeah. How's that working out?
One of those, you have to go get the bush trimmer out and just start, so you can cut the thing up.
Yeah, let me get the chainsaw.
I wasn't trying to make jerky.
Brisket jerky, man.
I had about 10 pounds of jerky on my hands.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I was thinking, just put it in a dehydrator for a while.
Right? I put it in a pot with barbecue sauce and water and boiled. After I had rinsed, cut it up, boiled it, and my wife was like, everybody's about to be here. And I'm like, oh,
is that like a brisket barbecue sauce? That's what it sounds like.
It was like, it ended up being like chopped beef, I guess. Yeah.
No, was it?
But all these people she invited to our house are all expats. None of them are from Texas.
Oh, no.
And so they thought it was fabulous. They're like, oh, this is good. And I'm sitting there going, oh, my God. You know, thank God y'all are here instead of, you know, everybody else I know would have been like, get out of your own house. Yeah. You suck. Get out of your own house.
Get out of your own house. Yeah, that would be bad.
Oh,
I get it.
Can
everybody look up here real quick?
Why?
Uh-oh. Picture time.
Hey, photo up.
We're taking
photo
pictures.
Up. I still look the same as I did last week.
You're not changing very much there,
No. I change clothes every morning.
He's not changing.
He bathes once a week and changes clothes.
Every day.
All right, so Bannon, how long have you been doing this music thing, buddy?
Oh, my God. I bought my first guitar. I played sports. I broke a vertebrae. Sport career ended. I was probably pissed off about it. We were talking about it when I first started writing music. Yeah. I was mad, and so it was a great outlet though for me. Now once I kind of felt that, then I went, oh, I'm hooked, you know. And my joke is now I'm a lifer, you know. If I'm playing to the mirror, I guess, unfortunately, that'll be one day. Maybe that's what I'm doing. But came home, bought a guitar, started banging on it till it made sense. Never had a lesson, unfortunately. I probably should have. Might have helped a lot. But went in and out of bands, went to college. You know, I had a lot of fun. I was always about writing my own music. And life went on.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. And I had a daughter. She's 17. You're about to be turned 17 this Friday.
Wow, that's good.
And so... I suddenly had a kid, and all of a sudden I had more to say again. And I was like, holy shit. And so the stuff that was kind of coming out.
Now you can talk about that part of life.
It was different. It wasn't this, I'm upset, or oh, she's this, or whatever. You know what I mean? Right. It was more mature. If that, you can, I don't know, that's probably.
Yeah, you not can the say right that. Word. You can say that.
But it was. And so, anyway, so long story short, recorded a record. Had an amazing time doing it. Got to work with, and that's the hardest. That's probably the biggest challenge is when you're writing a record, is to try to build a band that can hopefully do, or you want it to do it justice. And as transient as musicians are, and reliable that musicians are.
I'm gonna pretend I know that word.
Waiters and bartenders, you know. In fact, bartenders like to step up. You know, one step up, a waiter is like one, or sorry, musicians one step up from crackhead, basically, is my way to my joke.
That's actually great. I like that.
Yeah, the shoe fits, if the crack pipe fits, thank you, sir.
If the crack fits.
I was going to say, most of them still have homes to live in, even if it is the back of their car.
Yeah, there you go. It's a hatchback. It's a hatchback, though.
Yeah. Well, that just means you have AC.
Well, I got a story about that. Man.
Bagging on musicians tonight.
No, not me.
I'll tell you that.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something that he's talking about. He's talking about surrounding himself with talent, right?
Yeah.
So trying 100%. To record and surround yourself with talent. I could imagine myself trying to record an album, right? And I would love to. I think it'd be great. I think I suck at singing, so therefore, if I had like five people, a guitar player, a bass player, a drummer, I don't know, a violinist, whatever, backup singer, that said, I think you're great, let's do this, I'd be like, I don't know if I want to do this.
I don't trust
you. I'd be like, I don't know. I think I suck. I'd be like, I think I suck.
Knox has been trying to surround himself with talent for years, but he got stuck with me and Bud.
Yeah, this is all I got.
That's great.
The best part.
It looked like there for a second. I thought Bannon was going to join in. I was like, what? I thought he raised his hand. I was like, I'm fixing to write his name down in an address.
Bannon definitely understands the golden rule is like never be the best musician in the band.
Oh no, you know absolutely. What I mean?
Like, when you're the golden musician in the band, it's like I need to find another band.
That applies to me because I mean my joke was banging on it to make until it made sense. I mean that's true.
That's what my wife does to me. She keeps banging on until it makes sense. Bad joke. Moving on. I'm sorry,
still,
Chelsea.
She's still waiting on me. But surrounding yourself with people who can elevate what you're already doing.
Yeah.
And I mean, this is going to sound crazy, but I had somebody stop me in a grocery store when our first song was, the only song we charted, was going, and I got stopped at a food truck event and people were taking pictures with people. And I got stopped in a grocery store and this guy's like, man, I really want to jam. And I'm going, okay, that sounds great. You know? And he said, well, what do I need to do? I said, well, what I've found the best success with is find people that are better than you and surround yourself with them. And that's what I did with the first record. And then the second one honestly is up a notch from there. And I'm so pleasantly surprised and happy with how everything came out and going from, and some of the demos were unbelievably produced as far as a demo can be produced in Pro Tools and in Logic at somebody's house, you know.
Yeah.
But taking that and then to where we are now is just like, it's not ballpark sport. It's like the next freaking universe.
Yeah.
So you went from surrounding yourself with people that are better than you on the first album, right? So you're working on the second or closing
almost done with the second one. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then, so you decided to surround yourself with people that are 10 times better than you? That was your first
thing? Well, the truth be told, the first ones were 10 times better than me.
Oh, okay.
In fact, I built a band around that first record, and they were all better than me. I mean, I'm not kidding.
Hey, no, I know where you're at.
You had a pretty fire band.
I think we're eye to eye right here. Except for I can't play guitar.
we were
He can't either, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
just kidding, Vanna. No, I'm just kidding, brother. I'm just kidding, brother.
He's right. I didn't even notice. That's crazy.
I know, right? Who was playing?
You sounded great.
Caleb was playing two guitars. Yeah.
Was that sleight of hand? Is that sleight of hand? Yeah. Caleb's good
at
that.
Look at him. But building a band, we had a 7-piece band. It was it was awesome. I mean, I had fiddle, keys. We had 2 full-time guitar players.
Cool.
And I play guitar too, and insert joke there. It was pretty much unnecessary at that point.
You sounded great tonight. Man, you sounded great tonight, man.
It's kind of like George Strait. I hold this guitar and strum it ever so often.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can say I'm entertainer of the
year. It's like Elvis. Elvis. Yeah. Elvis. Yeah. Yeah.
And out of 2 hours, you hit 1 wrong chord, and you looked at me, and I played the right chord for you, and it was fine.
That was probably the funniest moment, because I close my eyes when I sing a lot, and on that song, it's called Stronger Than the Whiskey.
Great song.
It's one where I do a lot of stops. Yeah. And I moved my hands, and when I moved my hand back, I was like, "Well, that's not right." And I look over, and Caleb's like,
"My hand's not where it's supposed to
be." I'm like, "And you've only heard the song once." Hey, actually, now,
I think Cody Hibbert had the worst one than you. He went to hit a chord and he fell off the bar stool. And you know what I hit? I hit the G.
Hit the G. Again, that's right.
And continued
and
the
he
song.
Hit the stage.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good line. Oh goodness, that's a good one.
So where can folks you said you have 1 album that's already out, right?
One album that's out, it's Bannon Hancock Band.
Okay.
It's on Spotify, iTunes. It's called The United States of Texas.
Okay.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love
it. And so it's a blend of how this started, at least the incarnation of me picking up a guitar again and having something to say again, was I went and told my father. I said, "Hey, I think I wrote a country song." And he goes, "You did? Let's hear it." I play it for him, and he goes, "That's not a country song." And I said, "Well, damn it, it's the closest thing I've ever done to a country song." And he said, "Well, it kind of sounds country. I think you could probably make that country song."
Did you play it for him with an acoustic guitar?
I did. Yeah, no, it wasn't like I was Eddie Van Halen up there.
I was saying, I thought maybe that was it. Maybe it was the acoustic.
I was playing it with my teeth, and he said, "That's not country." Yeah.
I remember Caleb one time saying that he didn't think that he was country.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Rice didn't think he was country. I'm thinking, have you heard yourself?
Well, I don't think the songs I write are necessarily country songs until I open my damn mouth. You know,
that's exactly.
Yeah. And he's like, until I open my dang mouth.
Like and the cut and shoot just comes like out.
There's only one person I think I know that sounds more hick than you, and that's my old lady.
Oh, sweet tea. God bless her. Yeah.
She loves you, Caleb. She loves you.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. All right, so you said you have a note.
Hey, before that being said, right, though, man, I definitely was feeling like you could be a rock singer any day of the week.
Well, that's kind of where
you could be like, how'd I put this? While you were singing tonight, I mean, you sing for your diaphragm for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I'm totally jealous. My dad tells me I sing from my nostrils and it pisses me off. But
you sing from your fire dam.
Yeah. No, I can totally hear you releasing it's probably all the popular country guys now. They just release a rock record with a country album with a rock voice. That's what all the big timers do. And you've been doing that on accident, man. And you hit 69 on the charts, right?
70.
70?
You're 69.
I tried to hit 69.
You're 69 in my eyes, Bannon. You're 69 in my eyes, Bannon. That's rough.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
Yeah, that's rough.
It got weird.
It's been weird all night.
No, the first band I was ever in was rock music, and that was where all that, you know, I just had all that pin up, I don't know what to do with myself kind of type of
was rock music.
It was like kick the door in.
Okay, rock,
you know,
music.
Rock music,
metal.
Yeah, I mean, you could call it, you know, one or the others. I mean, it was. In fact, hilariously, fast forward a long way, I have some friends of mine who are. And I love them to death, but they're total metalheads.
Hey, I'm a metalhead.
They have a band, and they're like, come on, come on. And I've gone over there and jammed around, and like, can we just record the song? We just, you know. And I'm like,
who are they?
Just friends, right. Some friends of mine. Just friends.
What, they have a band name?
That's debatable.
That's a great band name.
Great name. Yeah. That's a great name.
Now, hopefully they'll hear this and he's gonna be like, I'm putting a hit out on you.
The Debatables.
I fired my first guitar player because he hit the distortion pedal on Wagon Wheel. I went over there and like smashed this pedal. Yeah. Like, no. He goes, you don't touch my pedals. I'm like, you don't hit distortion
on wagon wheel,
brother. This is before Darius Rucker ever put out anything.
Caleb, I think you're the problem.
I definitely am.
He brought out all the aggression in Texas country. Yeah.
You know me.
So harsh.
Well, going back to that, I mean, that was where I became a lifer in writing part of it, and bought a guitar so I could write my own songs.
Amen.
I was hooked. The more life experience I got, put it that way.
Yeah.
I felt myself feeling more and more into the Americana.
Yeah.
You know, not trying to kick the door in all the time.
Right.
And, you know. But what was funny was through all the kick the door in rock and roll stuff, the best song, the one that everybody loved, was me on an acoustic guitar.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's when I went, okay, you know, they're not all wrong.
Yeah.
I can definitely feel that one because I love the in your face rock and roll. You know, I love it.
Yeah.
But the older I've gotten, you know, but it's definitely like
he literally just said that
in air quotes. Yeah,
but it's like, no, people appreciate. And like one of the Tomatoes' best songs was a song called Summer, and it was one of our fantastic rock and roll songs. But people rather listen to me play it acoustic, which is crazy to me because I think the band sounds fantastic.
Yeah,
when we play that full, you know, like with everything we have.
Yeah.
And people are like, man, when you play it acoustic, it really hits me. Yeah. And I was like, dang. And this is over several people, man. Yeah. And they're like, one of my favorite rock things that my band ever did, and I was so proud of that, they rather hear me and a guitar doing it, you know, which is like, blows me away because I think the band sounded fantastic. I love the upfront, in your face kind of thing.
There's something that's so, when you strip all that away, though, and you're just, it's just you and a guitar, I don't want to say it's more emotional, but...
Yeah, you generally get more emotion out of it.
But, there's just...
The nakedness.
I was going to say
naked. Sex sells.
Something like that. Stripping it all down, then.
Yeah.
Play naked in your bathtub.
The 50 Shades of Caleb.
With an electric guitar.
The 50 Shades of Caleb. That's his next album.
Crazy white boy.
Hey, Bannon, we really appreciate you, though, man. Making the drive down here and doing this with us.
Can't say thank you.
Can I tell them about the messages? So when I reached out to Bannon, it's like, hey, man, I have this thing called Storytelling Tuesdays. I would really love to have you on. He's like, hey, man, it's a long drive to just do an open mic.
Like, he's right. That's all.
And I was like,
I feel so. That's so terrible.
No, you're good. He's good.
He's like, sitting in your backyard around a campfire playing guitar is not worth it.
And I was like, you're right, man. You're completely right. It's a long drive for an open mic, but luckily this is an open mic. I'm just inviting you to song swap with me. I'll pay you $1 million.
$1 million.
Hey. Luckily for us, that's what he pays us too.
Yeah. Well, he said he pays in second party out of state checks. So
So I'm gonna send you $3 million and you cash it, send the extra to me.
It's funny you say that. I was talking to a music industry guy the other day, and he really is. And so sidebar, the producer on this record is not that guy. The producer on this record is the six-time Texas Country Producer of the Year.
Oh, wow.
He produced the first record.
Which one?
Stormy Cooper.
Stormy. I love Stormy.
Yeah,
I love Stormy.
So,
he just won again, didn't he? I think that's right.
He
just went.
Yeah.
And I was like, "You gonna get a case for these? You know, because like, you go in the studio and they're just kind of sitting around."
So, yeah.
Dude, what? You know, you gonna get a case for this stuff and start putting it up? I'm like, you know.
It's like, can we move this so I can sit down?
I said, when I leave, yeah. when I leave, I'm taking one of these with me. Yeah. Just so you know.
It's like, can we put these up on the table so I can sit in this chair over here?
Yeah. But he. Right? I mean, and then, so this is hilarious. We're talking about this, and I didn't even play this song. There's a song that's on the new record. It's called Redneck Holiday, and it's real. It's super country. It's like the most. It's almost like a caricature country song, and it jams well. Pre-production, I send him. I didn't do anything on this except an acoustic track into an iPhone. We were laughing about this earlier. Yeah. And I sent it to him, and he's like, yeah, you need to pick another song.
Yeah.
And I said, I was like, no, dude, you just don't get it. I'm telling you, this is going to be awesome. And he's like, no, it's too cliched. He's like, seriously, how many people have redneck this, redneck that? And I was like, listen, I have a vision for this. And he's like, whatever. He goes, you know, just have an option. I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, keep thinking about another one.
Yeah. And so we're in the studio. We got John Carroll, who plays Corey.
John's fantastic.
Unbelievable guitar player. I mean, the first record, Marian Acuñas, who's played internationally in like all kinds of different bands, toured the whole world basically. It's an extension of themselves.
Right.
John is that guy with extra country style, you know. And he brought some unbelievable, just coolest elements to it. I mean, it was one of those things where, hilariously, on a completely different song, and I'm all over the place, I'm sorry, but I wasn't even singing on cue. I mean, not that it mattered, because it's a scratch track anyway, but I went sitting there with my mouth open going, oh my God, I can't believe that guy just did that.
One of the baddest.
And then I went,
Texas,
I'm supposed to be singing already.
Yeah.
And then so that track of me coming in late was on the scratch tracks for months, you know, and I just shaking my head at myself. But
you're so awesome.
He was. I mean, really, there's so much I could say. But so we're sitting there at the end. Of course, Redneck Holiday is the last song that, you know, on purpose. Stormy's sitting there, and he's just like, everybody calls him Coop, you know. And I'm like, he's sitting there, and they're like, Coop, what's next? And he's like, are you sure? We're doing it. Yeah. And it turned out awesome. And he was like, you were totally right, you know.
Yeah.
He's like, it turned out way better than I expected. And, you know, it's pretty over the top. It's got this insane, ridiculous crescendo. I will absolutely send you a copy of the record as soon as it's ready. We're in final mixes right now. And so I just got the final mixes. There's a couple of little tiny things.
Yeah.
What's weird is, and this is a studio thing, but you go in and you have this idea and you're working with people that are so amazing.
Right.
And they're like, you know, how do you like this? Or for instance, one of the songs on the first record, I wrote it in the studio. I said, we're adding one. We're going to re-record this song. We're going to add one. Next thing you know, the keyboard player's like, hey, we need a turnaround right here. And I'm like, a turnaround? I'm like, I don't want it to go. And this
what's
is
a turnaround?
And I'm Captain Caveman over here. I'm like, oh, what's a turnaround? You know?
Yeah.
And he's like, no, it's going to be fine. Listen. You know, so boom, it happens. I'm like, God, that was awesome. You know?
Yeah.
Same thing here. There's so much. And it's been such an honor to be able to do that.
That's cool.
But the Redneck, I mean, and that's not even, I think, the best song on the record, but it's. It's a blast.
But I already like it because it's called Redneck.
It's called it's Redneck Holiday.
Yeah.
Redneck Holiday.
So,
it's about shooting shit in your backyard. No, I'm kidding. I don't know.
Redneck Holiday.
Imagine.
Put it on the same album with Redmexican.
Redmexican.
And
imagine the most. My wife listened to it and said. that she goes, this sounds like an ad on television. Like, I mean, she goes, this sounds like an ad for a redneck resort or something like that. And I was like,
what?
I said, you know what? That's awesome because that's cool. Exactly what it's supposed to be.
It's got
to
be about the Knott Ranch.
Yeah, there it is. There it is.
It's got to be about the Knott Ranch.
The Knott Ranch
the place to go hang out.
Oh, right. So, Ranch. Okay, so
where
Bannon Hancock,
and
right?
Roller coasters.
Bannon Hancock.
Okay, and your website?
We just took that down.
Okay.
Okay. So the band, I'm actually gonna start a completely different band.
All right.
And so it's not gonna be Bannon Hancock Band anymore.
If you go to Hancock.com, it's not music. I'm just throwing that out there.
Well, so I just bought. There's a story behind everything, right?
Sorry
so,
about that.
Caleb's trying really hard tonight.
Yeah.
So, growing up, I like to write about my family. I mean, there are a lot of stories, or I'll use certain aspects of it to write a story song. So it's kind of personal, but yet still fictional at the same time. So growing up, my father grew up in this is in Price Been Paid, which is the first song on the old record. Says my daddy grew up in the town of Stranger. Well, there's a town called Stranger, Texas, that's south of Waco. Yeah.
There's a place called Stranger,
Texas. And we grew up going to the Stranger Homecoming.
Yeah.
Which it was every 2 years. It was a chance for all those guys to show off their families.
Yeah.
And grew up going there with my grandfather. There's two churches. There's it was like a Baptist church and a Presbyterian church, I think. And there's a cemetery in the middle. So we grew up going to this, but we didn't call it the Stranger Homecoming. And in fact, I just found out, I found out 2 years ago that it was called the Stranger Homecoming, because we called it the Stranger Reunion. And that's the name of the band, Stranger Reunion.
All right, oh, that's cool, beautiful, man.
What's up, buddy?
Nice hat. Hey, brother, Bannon, thank you so much again for coming out, man.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Fantastic. So can we find you on Facebook?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Bannon. And there's still Bannon Hancock Band on Facebook. We're gonna make that change.
You make sure you send us
absolutely
new tracks from the new album,
all the updates, the new website and stuff, and we'll put it out there, man.
100%.
Yeah, the Colonel over here. Oh wait, I mean Big Plush.
Colonel Plush.
Colonel
Plush.
Colonel
Plush. Not a bad one.
We're still trying to come up with a nickname.
I got a promotion.
Colonel Plush.
Yeah. I'll stop.
It's a fuzzy KFC. Man, that's scary right there.
All right, brother.
Man, thanks for.
Yes, sir.
What do they call their lieutenants? No, they're the special
Olympics.
The seasonings.
It's the secret
herbs and spices.
Something. I thought I had such a great idea. And crashed and burned on
Caleb
that.
Caleb crashed it for you.
Sorry. Hey, fun joke. The KFC KFC Twitter only follows 7 people: the 5 Spice Girls and 7 random guys named Herb. Okay.
That's great.
It's about 4.5 more.
Secret herbs and spice.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Ben.
Thanks,
brother.
Bannon.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure to be here. Had a great
Thank
time.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good one.
This is the Texas Radio 1 podcast. A special thanks to Pacific Yard House in Conroe for hosting Storytelling Tuesdays every week. Be sure to visit PacificYardHouse.com for more information about everything they have to offer. Also, special thanks to Caleb Helscher for letting us be a part of Storytelling Tuesdays and for generally being an awesome individual. If you would like more information about Texas Radio 1, visit TexasRadio1.com, where we play the very best country in Texas. Daggum right.